And Kathy Dawes, along with Marty Veneer, and she is NBAF Director of Partnership Development, talking about some of those partnerships. And I know that Animal Health Corridor might be good to update folks and some of the work being done that way.
So the Animal Health Corridor was created a number of years ago by the Kansas City Area Development Council after they had done some work and discovered that an amazing amount of animal health research, production, manufacturing, and sales were done in the area between Columbia, Missouri, and Manhattan, Kansas. I don't want to misstate the data point, but needless to say, well over 50% of worldwide animal health activity and sales is in that stretch between Columbia and Manhattan. So it's really pretty massive when you think about it. So the Animal Health Corridor is a group that brings everyone together on issues of mutual interest. So I've been working with that group to work through a variety of issues, and they're doing a lot of workforce development, they're doing a lot of education, they're doing a lot of programs to get everything from elementary school kids to college kids interested in animal health positions. So they do a really interesting thing, and it overlaps the Life Sciences Institute Research Symposium. They have a big dinner where they bring everyone in and celebrate their achievements for the year. And then the next day, they have what they call an investment forum. So they have a variety of very small animal health companies apply, and they sort through those applications and pick, you know, 15, I think this year they had 17 different entities to present. And the best way to describe it is that it's Shark Tank for animal health. So all of these companies come and they have like 10 minutes to do a presentation on their product. And they may be looking for someone to license the product. They may be looking for funding to do additional research. They may be looking for partnering agreements. Whatever they're looking for, they make their pitch during this particular day. There's a panel of judges. The room is full of other researchers, full of people from all of these animal health companies that are in the area. There are opportunities for these small companies then to meet with folks during the day. At the end of the day, the panel chooses a winner. And the Animal Health Corridor awards them some funding, or some funding to continue on down their path. But the beautiful thing is that you get to hear about all kinds of things that are going on in the Animal Health Corridor, and the corridor folks then also have the opportunity to meet with a lot of these scientists and small startup companies if they're interested in the idea. So there have been a variety of successes that have come out of the investment forum. And it's something that I hope in a few years when NBAF is up and running that we can get some of our scientists there to just observe and be there for the day and listen to these presentations, because I think it's a good way to kind of sniff out some of the up-and-coming researchers and some of the up-and-coming techniques that you might need to have in research.
Sounds like a lot of moving pieces, but kind of fascinating.
It is a lot of moving pieces, yeah.
Interesting. Well, it'll be fun to keep updated on that. I know I mentioned earlier the roundtable, agriculture roundtable, I guess Senator Roberts, and you know, interesting, some things that came out of that, if you don't mind talking about that and how it relates to NBAF, of course.
Well, this was something that was done, once again, in Kansas City by the Kansas City Agribusiness Council. And Senator Roberts from Kansas and Senator McCaskill from Missouri wanted to put together a roundtable where they talked to a variety of stakeholder groups to talk about agricultural threats and potentially agricultural terrorism. So there were producers who were part of the panel. They had officials from USDA, FDA, a couple of different officials from DHS, one from the Office of Health Affairs, and one from Science and Technology, which is where NBAF resides. They also had folks representing emergency response from both Kansas and Missouri. And it really was just a round table. There were questions that were thrown out for the group to react to talk about agroterrorism and talk about whether or not we, the United States, are putting enough resources toward trying to prevent or predict or respond to outbreaks of these significant foreign animal diseases.
You know, it's how many different agencies are involved even? I mean, you just listed at least half a dozen, but I mean, I imagine it's hard to keep track of even the numbers of different groups that are involved in all of this.
It sure can be, because you've got, I know you do Riley County Emergency Management, so if you think about those meetings times 10, you'd be about right. You've got, DHS has a role because of the national security implications and homeland security implications. But USDA is actually the regulatory body. They're the ones that make the rules about what to do during an outbreak. So they're the ones who have the rabies control program and the brucellosis control program and the bovine TB control program and all of those programs that you hear about where animals have to be tested or vaccinated or whatever. So they're the ones who create those rules. Now, and that's USDA Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. A segment of that service also is the group that regulates and approves all animal vaccines. Then there's another USDA group that are the bench scientists, Agricultural Research Service. So they're the bench scientists. There's also the Food Safety Inspection Service, which does all the meat inspection. And that's important because you have to make a decision sometimes if you're going to allow animals to go to slaughter or not. So they're involved in that. FDA can be involved in a lot of those decisions because they regulate everything else except for meat, dairy, and eggs. You've also got FEMA, which is involved as a backup to provide personnel and materials to support response activities. You've got state emergency management, who is actually going to be the boots on the ground doing stuff. You've got non-governmental entities that are out there, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, all of those folks who are out there to take care of the first responders or to take care of people who may be displaced. You've got all of the production agriculture stakeholder groups because they have to have plans and talk with their members about what's happening so that they can be organized and assist with the response effort. So, yes, it's a lot of people.
You had talked earlier about finding, you know, being sure there are enough resources with all these different groups getting together, in particular, of course, at the round table. And are you feeling pretty confident that the resources are there? And, I mean, I'm sure you're learning as you go along and people continue to think of things. But
well, we're learning as we go along. I think anybody in emergency management would tell you can never have too many resources. So with that being said, I think one of the things that the agriculture community looks at is being very creative in what they need to do to respond. And that's particularly why you want to work with your stakeholder groups, your livestock groups, your poultry groups, even working with public health if you're dealing with a zoonotic disease, because you have to be very creative in how you respond to these things. You don't have all the money in the world. You don't have all the supplies in the world. You don't have all the space in the world. If you think about the hurricanes and people trying to evacuate, you know, you don't have enough shelters for everybody, so people have to keep moving. In the animal health world, we have to be very creative about those things. And I think that's the importance of all the planning that we do.
Well, thanks again for stopping by. A lot of good information today. And again, Ann Baff, Director of Partnership Development, Marty Vanier. We're expecting Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. Do want to mention Blueville Nursery at 10 o'clock today. Little change in programming there. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.